Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. You ever read the Bible and start scratching your head? Or just turn your lips in scorn and not be happy with what you read? That's what happened to me when I read the Corinthians passage. Especially the first thing that Paul suggests. From now on, those who have wives should live as though they did not. And I thought, if my dear husband started to live as if he didn't have a wife, it wouldn't be pretty. Those who mourn as if they did not. I don't like that one either, because it suggests that we have to put a smile on our face even when we're not happy. Those who are happy as if they were not. Does that mean that when good things happen, I should wear a frown? Those who buy something as if it were not theirs to keep. That really bothers me because I like to shop. Those who use the things of the world as if not engrossed in them, for this world in its present form is passing away. Well, I had difficulty with this, so instead of just dismissing it and looking at the other scriptures that I liked better, I decided that maybe this has something that we need to talk about today. And so I looked it up, and someone said, well, Paul was thinking that Jesus was coming back in his lifetime. And so if it's in that context, you can understand what he's saying. But then if that's all that's about in this particular passage, then we should just ignore it. And I'm not sure that the Bible in its present form was meant to be ignored. So I looked at it again. What does it mean we should do things as if they weren't? And I think that what Paul was getting at was this. Everything that we have in this mortal life comes with an expiration date. The people that we love, there's an expiration date. When we're happy, there's an expiration date. We're not happy all the time. Fortunately, when we're mourning, there is an expiration date. We're not in mourning all the time. When we buy things, there's an expiration date. If you, we've been cleaning out our kitchen cabinets because we're going to get a refit, and there were a lot of things we threw away because we looked at the cans and realized they were well past their expiration date. Everything has an expiration date. All the gifts that God gives to us has an expiration date. And Paul understood that more than anyone else. Here was a man who was a marvelous evangelist, but there was an expiration date to that, and he was thrown in prison. Here was a man with great physical strength. There was an expiration date on that because he talked about a thorn in the flesh. Here was a man with great faith, and he was holed up in prison. If he had used his gifts as an evangelist to define who he was, what would have happened when he was in prison and could no longer be pastor to the many churches that he founded? If he had defined himself by his physical strength, where would he have been when this thorn in the flesh took hold of him? If he had defined himself as a free man, able to do whatever he pleased, what would he have done when his freedom was taken away? You see, oftentimes we define ourselves by what we do, by what we have, by the people around us. And there's an expiration date. Now, we can use that as a form of despair, and that's how we can respond to it. Well, you know, everything's going to pass away, so I'm going to be miserable. And some people do that. But if you read the life of Paul, that's not how he responded. One time he said, I count everything as loss for the wonderful gift of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. His whole being was wrapped up in Jesus. And this is what this verse is telling us to do. Not to deny our emotions when we're sad. Not to live with people as though they're expendable. But to know Jesus. And to know the surpassing joy of knowing him. When we look at the Old Testament psalm, we are told God is a refuge for us. When we look at the gospel lesson, people left everything to follow Jesus. And it's not that they despised what they had, but they saw something so much more. If we are to live in this life, if we're to live with each other in joy and in peace, we have to have a different perspective. We have to know that the things God has given us have an expiration date. We hold them dear, but we know who gave us the gift. And that is God himself through Christ our Lord. And so we hold on to Jesus. And then everything else has its place and its perspective. Yesterday would have been my parents' 73rd wedding anniversary. Now, I watched these two people as they lived their married life. And sometimes it was not all roses. In fact, they were very different people, extremely different personalities. They went through World War II together. They had five children together and still maintained their sanity. I don't know how they did that. And one time I asked, probably at the 40-year mark, why on earth are you two still married? And my mother's response to me was, marriage is so much more than us. It's a gift of God, and we both know that it's bigger than us, and we rely on God to help us in the good times and in the bad times. And my father simply said, yes, dear, what she said. And he said that was the key to the happy marriage, is whatever the wife said, he said, yes, dear. And then I asked, on another time, how did you deal with the changes of life? I remember hearing the story of when the polio epidemic went around, that my mother had to take the two boys, I wasn't born yet, out of the state and go to Tennessee while Dad stayed in New York because she had to get them away from this rampant polio epidemic. And I said, how did you survive those days? And her answer was, because I knew who loved me, and it was God. And I knew that I was a child of the heavenly King, and that whatever happened to our family, we could survive because of our faith in God and God's love for us. How do you define yourself today? The kids grow up and go away. The health we hope will be robust until journey's end, but sometimes that goes up and goes away too. But there's one who loves us, and one who loves us until our journey's end. And Paul says, hold on to the one who created the universe, to the one who loved us so much he came here to die for us, to the one who can take us through all the changes of life. I can define myself as a pastor, but at some point I'll have to retire. I can define myself as a mother, but at some point he's not going to need my mothering. I can define myself as a wife, and someday he might not have a wife that can do all the things I can do now. So I choose to define myself as a child of the heavenly King. How do you define yourself today? Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for all the gifts that we have today, the gifts of our health and our strength, the gifts of loved ones, the gifts of this beautiful place. But I ask, O Lord, that as those gifts come and go, that we would remember that your grace, your mercy, and your love never fail, are always with us until our journey's end. We ask that you would help us to hold that truth this day and always. In Jesus' name, amen.